Hello everyone, I am back with another podcast, and today's title is What He Says About You. Mary responded, "I am the Lord's servant. May everything you have said about me come true." And then the angel left her. Luke 1 verse 38 NLT version, which is New Living Translation. In a memorable scene from a movie about teenage girls, a teacher asks a gymnasium full of young women to close their eyes and raise their hands if they ever said anything bad about another girl. Virtually every hand is raised. Sadly, we are often even harder on ourselves. In addition to the amazing news that Mary will bear God's son, the angel who visits her in Luke 1 also tells Mary of her goodness, of her favor in God's eyes. Mary was a teenage girl. Chances are she heard and thought something less than kind about herself on more than one occasion. Consider her brave, beautiful response. Mary chose to believe God's words instead of her own. And today, we're going to say this. God, I thank you that your words are truth. I begin boldly declaring that I am your servant. Help me to honor you today. I'm sorry if you hear the background. It is raining. There's a storm, you know. And on to the next page. Mary understood the truth of God's word, and she had faith in his unfailing goodness. She also declared truth about who and what God had called her to be, his servant, with a very special task. Are you self-critical? If asked to describe yourself, what would you say? Now think of someone who loves you. What do they say about you? Decide today to let their words and God's be the truth. Join Mary in saying to God, "May everything you have said about me come true." And there is a verse again, Luke 1 verse 38, but it's NIV, New International Version. "I am the Lord's servant," Mary answered. "May your word to me be fulfilled." Then the angel left her. Now this word I'm about to give. God, even though I may have let you down today, I know that your word never fails. As I prepare for bed tonight, help me to dwell on the truth of who you have called me to be. I'm here to serve you. So this is like, you know, what God says about you. It's like how God views you versus how you view yourself, or how the world views you, or how your parents, your friends views you, whatever. And this shows, like, you know, how Mary was a virtuous woman and how she really loved God and never failed his word no matter what, even though when you think about it, Mary was a good woman. It's just like you can't find any flaws about her. Even though she couldn't believe that she was about to conceive God's begotten son, she still believed in God's word, which was miraculous. You know, this reminds me of a virtuous woman, because it shows that how Mary fears God and how she loved God. She never looked down upon his word, and that's just so amazing, y'all. And I know somehow we struggle to be that virtuous woman, that devoted Christian girl, you know, a godly woman, you know, biblical femininity, all that stuff. You know, every day we are trying, but at least we dwell on the Lord. At the end of the day, we dwell on the Lord. We praise him. We thank him for making us alive. And we thank him for never failing on us. And for his goodness is so good, y'all. So what the Lord says about you is so different from what you say about yourself or what your friends say about yourself. When God views us, he views us as perfect human beings. Besides all the sins, the flaws, all the evilness, the darkness, you know, God views us as perfect human beings because he made us perfect in his image. And that is right. And you know, we all have sin, we all have flaws, we all have darkness inside of us. But if we ask the Lord to dwell upon us, if we ask the Lord to guide us, you know, for Christ to be within us, you know, it's just that the Lord's love is good, y'all. Like, I can't even describe God's love. It's because God's love is so different from earthly loves, I'm telling you. Like, God's love is eternal, and earthly love is temporary. And I'm saying this because God is immortal. We humans are mortal. So this earthly love, this earthly desires we have, they're only temporary. But God's love is eternal, and it will never, never go away. Remember that. But it really shows a strong example of how Mary was so faithful to God, and she trusted in the Lord. Even though she was surprised, shocked, she still trusts in God's words. And you know, like I said, I'm going to repeat this. God, I thank you that your words are truth. I begin boldly declaring that I am your servant. Help me to honor you today. You know, we all should, like, you know, praise to the Most High. Thank him for another day. Thank him for, you know, giving us food to eat. Thank him for giving us clothes to wear. Thank him for you doing all these things, because half of these people can't even do these things right now. And they... But blessed are the poor in spirit, y'all. Blessed are the poor in spirit, y'all. And it's just like Mary's love is so indescribable. It's like her relationship with God was so faithful. And another one, again, God, even though I may have let you down today, I know that your word never fails. As I prepare for bed tonight, help me to dwell on the truth of who you have called me to be. I'm here to serve you. Ask the Lord, like, you know, tell the Lord, ask him, tell him, show me, Lord, show me who you called me to be. Lord, what have you called me to be? Ask and tell, y'all. Like, you know, no matter what, speak to the Lord. Tell him, Lord, how do you view me? Like, you know, Lord, what have you called me to be? Show me what you have called me to be, Lord. For your love is an unfailing goodness. And, you know, honor the Lord, y'all. The Lord is so faithful to us, we don't even know. And, you know... And when you're going to sleep, remember to dwell on the Lord. Don't ever forget the Lord. I know we have made that mistake where we have fallen asleep without prayer. But don't automatically feel ashamed. Like, you know, I have, you know, made that mistake one time. And then when I made that mistake one time, when I woke up, I think it was in the middle of the morning, when I woke up, I prayed to the Lord. You know what I'm saying? Because at the end of the day, like, you know, we all should love the Lord. We all should dwell on him. We all should ask him to dwell on us, you know, dwell within us. It's because every day is a new day for us. You know, it could be a possible change for us, but the Lord is still the same today, yesterday, and tomorrow, period. It's just that he has never changed. Even though society have changed a lot, don't ever think, oh, the Lord probably changed his mind. No, he is the same God yesterday, today, and tomorrow. So, and now, let's just set aside the story and ask yourself, what has the Lord done for you? Like, compare his love to the earthly love. Like, what does the earthly love benefit you, and what does God's love benefit you? You know, what have the Lord called you to be? You know what I'm saying? Did you honor the Lord? Did you pray today? Did you ask him for grace, mercy,
etc. Did you ask him? Have you spoken to the Lord?
You guys, develop a relationship with Christ. I'm telling you, he wants to be invited into your life, y'all. He wants to have a relationship with y'all. You know what I'm saying? Because when I tell you, having a relationship with Christ is the best thing that have ever happened in my life. And to tell you, compared to the people who are not on the Christian worldview, some people think, oh, Christians, all they do is praise God and that's it. You know, heaven is so boring. That's why I'd rather go to hell. Oh, all they do is just focus on Jesus. Like, I want to do this. I want to do that. Like, why can't, like, you know, why can't I just do something else other than worship? And it's just like, you know, that's their, like, you know, point of view. But in the Christian world, it is different. Yes, we praise the Lord, of course, because he is our Father. He created us, you know. Why not fear God? Why not praise him? But they also think that us Christians are robots, or we are, like, you know, how you call them, you know, how they control, how these people be having the dolls and just be controlling them or whatever. Yeah, they think that. No, God's love is so great, and us Christians have fun too, you know what I'm saying? For instance, church camp, if you know what I'm talking about. You know, and there's many things the Christian world can do, but we have to do what is right, and we have to do what pleases God. Because it's just like, once you develop a relationship with Christ, you understand these things. You understand why Christ wants us to do these things, you know? And it's just like us, the Christian worldview, we praise God. God is always first. And you know, and then the second, we love thy neighbor. We love everybody, you know what I'm saying? Like, even non-believers, even atheists, even people who worship other gods, even people who are going through troubles, even people who are going through tough times, good times, we still have to love everybody no matter what. And, you know, I am dwelling on that word, you know, every single day, because honestly, it's just like, there's something about me, you know what I'm saying? I don't like when people get sad, because honestly, it just shows that humans have feeling too. And it's just like, wow, like, you know, like, that's like one of my weakness, like when somebody is sad, because it's just like, I want to go there and hug them, you know what I'm saying? But honestly, the Christian worldview is so fun, but we do not, you know, dwell in the world, because we are not of the world, but we live in it, you know what I'm saying? We are of God. We are not of the world. The world's full of sin, all these evil desires that has not pleased God, have nothing to do with God at all. You know what I'm saying? We please the Lord. We love the Lord. Of course, we have to praise him every single day, because every day we are still alive. And, you know, it's just like, we have to thank him. You know what I'm saying? And during this quarantine, it has been really boring. Like, it's like I'm stressing out, and it's like I'm about to blow my mind, because I really want to go to church and have, you know, have this type of praise. Like it's like, once quarantine closes, but that depends, because Jesus' second coming, you know what I'm saying? Jesus' second coming ain't no joke. But it's just like, when church reopens, it's just like, I want to automatically go there and praise the Lord and thank him for his glory. And, you know, tell people about God's love. Tell people about Bible stories. Tell people about characters, parables, all that stuff. You know, I want to get to do the things that pleases the Lord. But, you know, his second coming is about to arrive, and we need to be prepared. But right now, I am giving you this this podcast, just because, I mean, why not? Because we all need to hear some word of peace, word of God, you know what I'm saying? But yeah, it's like, for women, y'all, we need to dwell on the Lord, you know, be a virtuous woman, be a godly woman, be, like, you know, dwell on the Lord, y'all. Because, like John the Baptist says, he must decrease and y'all, I don't know why I said that. Y'all, I'm gonna pray after this. He must increase and I must decrease. I am so sorry I said that, because it's just like the crease and increase. I guess sometimes them words just be mixed. They be getting me confused. It's even in math, like, you know, every time I'm in, like, I'm doing a math problem, I be like, increase, decrease, increase and decrease just be giving me problems, I'm telling y'all. But I'm sorry about that. But yes, he must increase, I must decrease, period. It's because what it also means is saying, like, you know, God is strong and we are weak and we need him. Because let me tell you something, God doesn't need us. You're probably wondering, what? God doesn't need us. I'm telling you, he doesn't have to depend on us to, you know, he doesn't have to depend on us to do this and whether it's your choice. I'm telling you. Or a different meaning. However, but we need the Lord. God doesn't need us, because he doesn't need us. Because how I say it is like, he doesn't need us because he's not worshiping us. You know what I'm saying? He doesn't need to worship us. We need to worship him. So therefore, we need Jesus. Because you know how people say, you need Jesus? Yes, we need Jesus. Jesus don't need us. Because if Jesus have to depend on us, you think we will be here? I'm telling you, we will somehow be here. But it will just be totally different. But Jesus Christ, Lord, they don't need us. It's because they don't worship us. You know, we are not their gods, like, you know, but we are their creation. You know what I'm saying? Because the Lord is the Lord. He is holy. He is perfect. He doesn't need us. I'm telling you. And it's not to be rude or whatever, but we need him. It's because every day we come through problems, we come through this, we come through that, and just like, we have to dwell on the Lord. We have to ask the Lord for his loving goodness. The Lord doesn't need us, but yes, he really gets sad when we turn away from him. But honestly, it's just like, God is gonna because I remember in this commandment it says, until the third and fourth generation of them that hate me, and showing mercies unto thousands of them that love me. See, the Lord is so good. He is showing thousands of mercy to those who love him. And to the ones who hate him, you think the Lord need them to, like, you know, hurt his feelings, to put him down? He is God. He is holy. He is so good. Y'all, we should thank the Lord that this quarantine didn't get out of hand, and that the Lord didn't slap the earth. Because I'm telling you, I ain't gonna cap, I'm Haitian, all right? But God just need to give a color to the world, because right now at this point, this world, but I'm telling you, but I'm not saying for those who hate him automatically means shame on you. No, you can turn to God anytime, whenever. God's timing is right. But remember, the clock is ticking. It's because Jesus' second coming is about to arrive. So build a relationship with him right now. Repent. Like I said, we need Jesus. God doesn't need us, because we are not his God, but he is our God. And every day we go through this and that, but he is holy. He is good. Y'all, dwell on him. And I'm sorry if I had made any mistakes. If I had many, oh my gosh, I am sorry. My accent gets in the way, and I'm really sorry, y'all, because, you know, I hate when I stutter or just get interrupted by something. It's just, it really aggravates me. I'm sorry about my accent. But y'all, get right with the Lord. You know what I'm saying? God is so powerful. That's all I gotta say. And if I had made any mistakes, I am so sorry.
But y'all, I just came to tell you, Mary is a prime example of a virtuous woman, a woman who fears God. She shall be praised. She conceived baby Jesus. She conceived Jesus who will grow up to die for our sins, to preach to these teachers, and you know, and to go back up to his heavenly Father. You know, God is holy, and that's period. Don't compare God to humans. That's that. Thank you for listening, y'all, and on to the next podcast. And this podcast was horrible. I am so sorry. You can listen to the next podcast because, you know, I am not perfect, but you can listen to the next podcast if you don't want to listen to this. And you're probably like, why would you say that? Because honestly, I don't want to disappoint y'all. But thank you for listening.